This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The former sheriff's deputy who shot and killed Christian Glass will be retried. This comes after the jury deadlocked on second-degree murder charges against Andrew Buen last week. The jury foreperson in the trial has said one juror stood in the way of a murder conviction. Christy Engelkirk is a lawyer who served on the jury and says the one holdout made the 3 days of deliberation difficult. She called the juror, quote, unreasonable. Buen was convicted on a lesser reckless endangerment charge. The new trial is set for August 12th. Anti-war protesters camping on the Arraria campus hosted a student and faculty walkout today. Student leaders are urging the University of Colorado to meet their demands, which include divesting from corporations in Israel and cutting study abroad programs to Israel. Scott Summers is a CU Denver professor. He said today's walkout reminded him of demonstrations against the Vietnam War and South African apartheid.
The university I went to refused to divest, and we protested. We, occupied offices. We forced the issue. And if we hadn't done that, nothing would have happened.
CU Denver has accepted nearly $3 million in contracts with Israel since 2016, according to federal data. New details now in the case of a Chaffee County woman, Suzanne Morphew, whose disappearance in 2020 generated global headlines. An autopsy released this morning found Morphew died a result of homicide, but the coroner could not determine the means of death. The report said she had a combination of drugs in her system at the time of her death. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.